I'm Vernon Joins, and we'll be presenting several brief messages on various subjects in the next few weeks. The first in the series will be on worship in the Lord's Church. And in the Lord's Church, we have at least five acts of worship, and this is stated in the very first day, that the church in Jerusalem is said to have continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Acts 2 and verse 42. So God did have a plan, didn't he? And he has given thorough instructions in the scripture as to how this is to be carried out. Now, prayer offered to God must be in accordance with his will. And one of the most common expressions of worship is according to his will. It is through prayer that Christians verbalize their sense of reverence to God. Taking one's positions to the Father is admission that without him, one is powerless to carry the loads of life. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. The private lives of early Christians were saturated with prayer. Paul said, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And again, in the 12th chapter of Romans, he said, be instant in prayer. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. In Matthew 6, verse 9 and following, we have the Lord giving the disciples a model prayer, an example, if you please, as to how prayer was to be acceptably stated in the presence of God in the body of Christ. It is only natural that the congregated saints would engage in public prayers as well as Jesus did. And the scriptures place the responsibility of leading understandable prayers upon faithful men. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubtings. 1 Corinthians 14, beginning at verse 14, expresses the fact that we are to pray with the Spirit and with the understanding also. Furthermore, as we look at prayer, as the word is used many, many times, prayer and praying, we should pray regularly, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, Romans 12 and verse 12. In Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We should pray in the spirit of forgiveness in Mark 9 and verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. And we must pray in faith. That is, we must believe that God will hear and respond to our prayers. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. James 1 and verse 6. And we must pray in harmony with God's will, as we stated a moment ago, for 1 John 5 and verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We must pray in the name of Christ. It won't do us any good to pray unless we do it by the proper authority. And he says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Colossians 3 and verse 17. We must pray in the spirit of sincerity. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and they must be, that they may be seen of men. In Matthew 6 and verse 5. Incidentally, Jesus went on to say that they have their reward, which means there will not be any additional answer to their prayers from God. Praying is a serious subject, so let us learn to pray God's way in the Lord's church.